Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God, and thank you that you've given us a copy of thy word. Thank you for the opportunity this morning that we have to hear our pastor come and preach the word of God to us. Use him this morning to help us. Anoint him with thy Holy Spirit for that task. God, help us to have ears that hear this morning and be willing to do what the Word of God says. Father, if there's one in this room this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior this morning, that they would settle that and trust him as their Savior. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. As you're being seated this morning, let me begin my message with my usual speech. Number one, make sure all your electronic devices are turned off or turned to vibrate, if you would. That would help us right now so they won't go off during the service. It's amazing how many people get phone calls in the middle of church. Now, we have folks in the on call and things like that. I'm not talking about that, obviously. And I appreciate you being here this morning. And being, so if somebody gets up and runs out real quick, it wasn't because they got mad at the message. Well, at least I don't think so. So we appreciate that. Of course, we understand it. But otherwise, you know, your friends don't need to text you while church is going on. You can just sit and listen for about 20, 25, 30 minutes or so. And then I'll ask you not to get up and go out of the room unless there's a medical emergency or a need of some kind. And that will help us to keep our attention on the message this morning. Now, these four Sundays in the month of January, we take and give you messages of truth from the Bible that will help you throughout this year. In fact, these four messages are going to be based on just one word each Sunday. Last Sunday, we talked to you about faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we broke that down. In fact, we preached on faith Sunday morning and Sunday night. Now, I want you to listen to me. Look at me just a moment. This morning, I want to talk to you about the byproduct of faith, which is blessing. Blessing. Need a blessing this morning? You're going to need them this year. Blessing is that stuff God does in our life that nobody else really can, quite frankly, do. Blessing. Five times the word bless or blessing is mentioned in just these verses we read in Genesis today, and I want you to hold them open there in Genesis 12 as we're going to go through those in just a moment. 480 times in the Bible, bless, blessing, blessedness is used throughout the Word of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. It's a big thing today to teach people, Christians, how to get blessings out of God. Like he's one of those gum machines at the barber shop where you drop a nickel in there and you spin it over and out comes a piece of gum. Like somehow or another, you can say the prayer Jabez and God will give you a brand new Cadillac. And sadder still is how many Christians who actually believe God's that stupid. Who really think that you can just do 1, 2, 3 and God will just give you everything you ever wanted in your life. God is not running some kind of charitable institution, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be clear about that to begin with, okay? But, God desires to bless his people. All right, listen to me this morning. Look at me and listen to me. You didn't get through 2008 without the blessing of God. God had to bless you to get this far. Had to. Guarantee without a shadow of a doubt. Now, we're going to talk about blessings this morning. We're going to talk about God's blessings in your life and those sorts of things. We're going to break down. It'll be a very simple message. And tonight may follow it up on another thought about blessings. But I want you to listen to me very carefully. Blessing is what God can and will do for us in response to faith. So these four words will probably be pretty much attached to each other. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, as we quoted a moment ago. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that's faith, and that he is a rewarder, that's blessing, of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 in verse number 7. God's blessings in our life. Now, I want you to follow very carefully this morning and listen. In Genesis chapter 12, God promises to bless this man, Abram. Now, his name will be changed to Abraham later on, and a little bit later in the book of Genesis. And God would bless this man greatly. Do you realize this morning, every person in this room and on this planet has been blessed because of what God promised this man right here? Now, that's quite amazing. You go back several thousands of years ago, God promised to bless this one man. And God did bless him. And he said, I will make you a blessing. And the blessing God put upon Abraham, and the many blessings, by the way, that he put upon Abraham, many of them, we enjoy the benefit of those blessings right now, today. This book you hold in your hand is one of the blessings that God promised to Abraham. The faith. That living by faith, and that God would bless by faith. So many different blessings God put upon Abraham that have now transcended down to many generations. And you're an object of those blessings even yet today. We need to learn about blessings. I want to get right to the message this morning. Number one, here's what you need to learn about blessings. Everybody is blessed in some way. Everyone is blessed in some way. Everyone is blessed in some way. See, now listen to me carefully. Everyone is blessed in some way. What we do is we look for blessings we don't have and miss the blessings we do have. What we do is we look for what we don't have and miss what we do have. What we do is we look for what we hope we get one day and fail to realize He blessed you this morning. He's already blessed you today. And been. Pardon me. Amen, preacher. That's good stuff now. Brother Robinson's coming. You might as well get ready. Amen, preacher. That's good preaching this morning. That's right. You are blessed. Do you realize one out of 12 Californians is unemployed? Do you know what that means? 11 out of 12 Californians have a job. That's what that means. Now, I'm sorry for the unemployment. That's several millions of people, and it's difficult, and I'm not making light of that whatsoever. But what they will tell you is, we lost tens of thousands of jobs. Do you ever hear the report on how many jobs were created? Now, that went over like a ham sandwich at a Jewish picnic. You know that? Yeah, but see, that's the issue. We want the blessing, and that's not bad. That's not wrong. It's not even selfish if you want the blessings for the right reason. But the truth of the matter is, we don't enjoy the blessings we have. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many bills, name them one by one, and it will surprise you that the taxes are soon to be due. April 15th is coming! But the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, and it will surprise you, what the Lord hath done. Come on, were you blessed this morning when you woke up? You should have been. You should have been. Hey, you could have woke up this morning. The groundhogs could be bringing you your mail. You should have. You could have been blessed. You were blessed this morning. You woke up. You did. You got resurrected this morning. You got out of bed today. You were able to get up this morning. You were able to function this morning. You were able to get to church this morning. You had sunshine on your back. You say, oh, yeah, well, then sing song, we leave it to be, we're happy, go lucky, all that kind of garbage. Yeah, that's why you look like you got baptized in grapefruit juice today. Because you're missing it. You understand? We're walking around the rest of our life going, did you hear the latest thing about how to get this blessing in your life and get a blessing upon your finances? I love these guys who tell you, now if you give us $1 million, God will give you $10 million back. Okay, fine. You give me $1 million and let Him give you the $10 million. How does that work? The truth is, I'm amazed that people sit out there like little birds in a nest, and all they're doing is looking for the next way to get a gimmick to get over on God about something and failing to realize how blessed we already are in our lives. Everyone is blessed in some way. Say, well, Pastor Johnson, you just understand what's going on out there in the real world. I know, I live here. I sleep under the chairs. I don't have bills. I don't have a house payment. I don't have bills like everybody else. I know that. I just live down here like Quasimodo in a tower, sanctuary, sanctuary. I mean, that's how my whole life is, right? I have no understanding of what it's like to live in society and have to pay bills and get sick and have problems and have flat tires and all the other stuff that goes on. I have no idea what that stuff is like because I don't live where you live. I don't live in a neighborhood like you do. I don't drive a car like you do. I don't have taxes due like everybody else does. Yes, I do. Have the same stuff everyone else does. And all we do is look at what we don't have and don't enjoy what we do have. And that's why we are a covetous society, because we're just always wanting something we don't have. We got to get that 10 pounds off. We got to get a little taller. Got to get more hair on our head. We got to get more money in our pocket. We got to get more of this. We got to get more of that. We got to have something we don't have, and we don't enjoy what we do have. Everyone is blessed in some way, friend. You are blessed. What your problem is, you got a busted blesser. You woke up this morning, friend. If you had teeth to chew with, you had a blessing. I don't care if they're in a jar on the toilet. I don't care where they were. We miss the blessing of how blessed we are. Did you hear that statement? I said we miss the blessing of how blessed we are. No tanks rolling up and down our streets this morning. By dropping leaflets in our neighborhood telling us to get out of our houses because they're about to come in there and blow those things up. You know, Israel's really very kind to these Palestinians when you think about it. Not many people go into a place of military conflict and drop leaflets telling them, we're about to bomb this neighborhood, you better get out of here. That's pretty kind of them to do that sort of stuff. Somebody bombed my house last night. You too, you are blessed and you know it. See, what we're missing is we're missing the blessings that we have. And saying, boy, but if I just had, see, that's covetousness in its purest design and by definition in the Word of God. Because I don't have what I want, or don't have some, I don't have that relationship, I don't have that color hair or hair, I don't have that job, I don't have that promotion, I don't have that car, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have good prospects, I don't have something, and I spend the rest of my life pinch-faced. You could walk up literally and stick your head between the bars and they'd fit, because we're so pinch-faced we're just not happy because we're not blessed. But you are blessed. See, ladies and gentlemen, we are a greatly blessed people. Nobody, the United States of America ought to be griping about anything. So here comes one of those stories about how bad it is in the rest of the world. Okay, let me give you one. Did you have to go out and get water this morning? Go out and get water. Water that you knew was going to make you sick because it wasn't good water. But it's the only water you could get. You know, you have to have water for a couple of days, and especially some climates in the world. You don't live a couple of days without water, you're dead. Did you have to go get water this morning? Scratch around and find just enough food to live on today. Just today. I've watched beggars in these countries. I've been there. Watched them grubbing around through the garbage. People who live in dumps. And not what you classify as a dump because it doesn't have the right couch in it. I said a dump, literal dump, where they stick sticks down in the trash and wrap plastic around them, fight off rats the size of Volkswagens to dig through the trash to find enough stuff to either eat or sell to live for one day, and then tomorrow they're going to do it again, and they don't get a break. They don't get weekends off. Tell me we're not blessed, people. Well, there's a lot of poverty and homelessness in America, Pastor Johnson. There is. But you know, the truth of the matter is not as much as we quite frankly think about. And if anybody goes hungry in the city of Reading, it's usually because they're too lazy to go get it. Because there's all kinds of places you can go. I know where you can get 3 meals a day for free for the rest of your life. And it won't cost you a penny. And don't ask me, because I ain't going to tell you. But the truth of the matter is, friend, you name another nation that's as kind and generous to their people as the United States of America. We're blessed people in this nation. You understand that? Look at me now and say, well, as you get on to the point about how I get the blessing thing, you already have them. And my point is, do you enjoy the blessings you have? You went to the closet and picked out what you wore this morning. Work a little harder next week, please. When you went to the closet, just kidding. That's not everybody, but I can point you out if you like. But the truth is, no, I can't. I don't care what you wear. We do have a dress code at Shasta Baptist Church, just for visitors, so you'll understand that. We ask you to wear clothes. Number two. You went to the closet this morning. You picked out what you had to wear. You're blessed, friend, and you know it. Don't ever throw any clothes out. They'll all come back in eventually. Everything they're all excited about, no, they worked 30, 40 years ago. It's no big deal. So just put them in mothballs and put them up in the attic. You'll be pulling them down about 20, 30 years if you can, you know, still fit in them. But the truth is, we are blessed. I said we are a blessed people. I said everybody has been blessed in many ways. You see it? Can I show you how to be blessed? Look at Genesis 12 and verse 1. Very simple. In verse 1, God asks of Abraham three things. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, those are combined, and from thy father's house, number 2, unto a land that I will show thee. Okay, God asks of Abraham three things. Leave your country and the people here. Leave your father's house and go somewhere, and when you get there, I'll tell you where it is. This is what he meant. I love that part because every time I read it, I think he didn't even tell him what direction to leave town. Just go somewhere, and when you get where you're supposed to be, I'll tell you where it is. Great directions. It's like going to a gas station nowadays. But the truth is, so he asked three things of Abraham. Now look at verse 2. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And God promised him six things in return for the three. Now, check the math. Last time I checked it, that's 2 for 1. Better than Mervyn's going out of business, that's 2 for 1. God said, "You do, watch me now, here's the math. You do these three, I'll give you these six." Now, question number 1 is this. What did he say? Did he say bless him first or did he ask something of him first? God said, Abraham, you do this, I will do this. God's blessings come when we, by willingness of faith and obedience, do what God tells us to do, then God will bless us. Yeah, but some of that stuff God wants from me, that's too much. 3 things to 6 things. Abraham would double what he would give up, and God would give. He said, you give up this nation, I'll give you a brand new nation. You give up your family, I'll make sure every family on the earth is blessed because of you. God not only replaced it, he multiplied it. How do you get blessed, friend? Look at me. It ain't rocket science, pal. Use your head, a woodpecker does. It's very simple. In faith and obedience to what God says, he will bless you. That's as simple as it gets. There's no X, Y, Z. There's no instant potion. There is no prayer Jabez. There is no little 1, 2, 3, repeat after me stuff. It's that simple. By faith, you by faith, trust what God tells you to do in this book, and you do it. Not just believe it, you do it. Well, I believe that's what it says, but I ain't doing that today. No way. Then you know what you've done? You cut off the blessing of God. But you did, he didn't. He's willing to bless you. He is capable of blessing you. God took this one man and to this one man brought the heritage and the history of faith to us today, thousands of years later. Because this one man did what he was told. Now, friend, look at me. Instead of looking for the microwave version of Christianity, you know the microwave principle? Put a turkey in there, 15 seconds, cooked, ready to go. It doesn't quite work like that, but you know what I'm saying, what I mean. I don't know how we ever live without microwave ovens. Many of us have more than one. Maybe one in each room. We have more microwaves than we have television sets in our house. The truth of the matter is, it's amazing. It's unbelievably amazing how we think that blessings just come because you're alive. Well, Matthew chapter 5, the Bible said God sends the rain on the just and the unjust, but that's rain. He doesn't call it, never calls rain a blessing. But blessings here, Abraham. Abraham, if you will do what I say and trust me to do what I say, Abraham, I will bless you. Abraham, I will bless you. But the faith obedience principle, that comes first. The blessings come in relationship to my faith and my obedience. So then today, could we not understand that if I'm not getting the blessings that I need in my life, that it's not because God can't bless me. One of our young men came by Thursday, college-age young Ben. He's looking for work, can't find work. Tough to find work here in town, this area right now. And he said, preacher, I've got to find a job. He said, I just want you to pray with me about this. I said, okay. We talked a minute. I said, let's pray. So God helped this young man. He said, he needs a job. He needs a job right now, God. I mean, today he needs a job. It'd be nice to get it someday, but today would be much better. Could you help this guy find a job? And then he went out and started looking for work. We're here. I went over, had a meeting with Brother Evans in his office. I walked back to my office. Phone rings. A man wants to hire 3 people here in town. And says, do you know, and he tells me what the jobs are. He says, do you happen to know three young men who might be looking for work? I said, wow, what a coincidence. What amazing, unbelievable coincidence. Wow, how did that work out together? And I didn't even check my horoscope this morning. What a coincidence. He went out looking for work. We asked God to provide him with a job, and he got it. Listen, he got it before he got out of the parking lot. Now, don't come around this week with all your stuff, okay? Let me just say that right now. I'm going to be unavailable. And you say, well, it's not because I prayed. It's because he was doing what he was supposed to do, and God is going to bless his obedience because of faith and obedience. You and I are not like blessed like we should be because we keep waiting on God to step over our sin and step over our stubbornness and step over our hard-heartedness and step over our unbelief and bless us anyhow. Doesn't work like that. If Abraham would have stayed in Ur of the Chaldees, God would have done none of those things for him in his life. You see, that's what we are holding back the blessing of God. In Psalm chapter 78, he said of the nation of Israel, he said, you limit the Holy One of Israel. We put limits on what God can do. And I'm not preaching prosperity gospel this morning. Boy, you just do one thing, God will make a trillionaire. I didn't say that. I said, if you need the blessing of God in your life, you better make sure your faith and obedience are in order. Since it's a stewardship month, we talk a little bit about giving. Let me give you just an example of the tithing giving principle. You want to talk about a test of somebody's faith. Somebody's up against it financially in their life and living paycheck to paycheck. That would be just about everybody in this cotton picking room. And then we start talking about taking a portion of what we have that we're making it on and start giving that to God's work. And don't send it some knucklehead on television. Say, oh yeah, you want me to give it here? Yeah, you're a rocket scientist. You figured that out? No, don't give it to me. I don't get the money. All I'm talking about is you give it to God's work. You need to give your giving should be in, by, through a local New Testament church that you live and are a member of and a part of so they can take that money and put it to work in your community where you live. But when we do not tithe, we rob God and then we say, but I need help financially. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you expect to help? Ask God to help you when you steal from him? Then we want to know why we're not blessed like we should. Because we're robbing God. That also went over like a ham sandwich at a Jewish picnic. But the truth of the matter is, friend, it's very simple. And it's not just in the tithing principle. It's in all the principles of anything the Bible says you're supposed to do. When we hold back our obedience because we don't trust God's word enough, God says, but don't you understand, if you'll do what I tell you, I will bless you. But you have to take the step of obedience first. It's the old joke about the guy walking along by a cliff. He falls off the cliff, 1,000 feet down, about 500 foot down, there's a branch sticking out. He grabs a hold of that, and he's holding onto the branch, and he's hollering out, help me, help me! And all of a sudden, a voice comes from heaven. Yes, my son. Please, is that you, Lord? He goes, yes, my son. I will help you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Do you trust me, son? Yes, Lord, I trust you. I trust you, Lord. He goes, let go. Pause. Is there anybody else up there? Proverbs 28:20, the Bible says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. It took faith to step out and do what Abraham did. But then God blessed the man beyond even what he could possibly imagine in his life. Okay, one more time. We want to see that stuff about God's will and his goodness, and we want to reach over in there and pull out the parts that we want. Well, I want that blessing stuff. Yeah, I need that right there, and I need that. Oh yeah, I need the job thing right there. I need that job thing right there. And I need this. And I need that over there. We want to reach into the will of God and pull out the parts we want. When, quite frankly, if you'll just do what the Bible tells you to do, he'll open the door and he will bless you. Now, one more time, I am not saying he'll give you everything you ever want in your life. God is not that foolish to just give us carte blanche, whatever you want, you get it, kind of junk. That's garbage. He never says that in the Word of God, and he never promises that to any human being. We are too fallible and can be too selfish to give us that kind of stuff. But God will bless us with the things that we need in our lives. And God will step in and take care of things. And This week, for instance, in a particular financial need, and I was just praying about some things. I said, no, Lord, I don't know why, you know, great man of faith here. I didn't pray about this thing like I should have. And Lord, would you help me? God took care of the need that day. And let's get past the financial stuff. How about if we just talk about the blessing of the working and the help of God in our life? How about that? I'm having trouble in my marriage, Pastor Johnson. I'm having trouble with my kids. I'm having trouble in my home. I'm having trouble with my work situation. There's problems there. What do I need to do? Do what you know the Bible says you're supposed to do. Let God take care of this. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God takes care of the thing issue, friend. You just take care of loving God and living in His purpose. He'll take care of that. Faith and obedience is what brings the blessing of God. Oh, by the way, and did Abraham get all this stuff overnight? He left Ur of the Chaldees, immediately had a brand new nation. Some of the things Abraham was promised, he has yet to receive. Hebrews chapter 11, that great passage of faith. He looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. You know, he never lived in a city after that. Never. Stayed in tents the rest of his life. And I hate camping. There are some promises God made Abraham he has yet to receive. Emphasis, yet. But I can assure you, my friend, nothing will happen until all of the promises God has made Abraham are his. Because God does keep His promise. There are things He's promised you, friend, that He's going to bless you with that you're not going to get till the next life. But don't worry, He'll unload the boat on you in this one. What better assurance could we have in 2009 with the uncertainty of our economic situation in this country? What better assurance could we have then? We're either going to look to the White House in Congress. That's even a joke when you think about it. Or, do you know Barak? The word for blessing in Hebrew is Barak. That's free. What does that mean? Nothing. It just name sounds familiar. Number two. I didn't vote for him. Number two, we either look to the White House and Congress or we look to the God of heaven. Well, he's just a little more reliable. A little more is an insult. Forgive me, Lord. He's a lot more reliable. And look at me. No circumstance or situation of economy can affect that. Ask these dear people sitting in this room about depression days in America. When employment wasn't so ragingly bad like 7%, it was 25%. One out of four Americans couldn't get a job. Ask these dear people how they made it. How they got through. Wasn't FDR, friend. It was G-O-D. God got them through it, and God took care of it, and God... Hey, we survived the Carter era. We can survive anything with the hand of God, friend. Don't you understand this morning, dear people, this thing about how to be blessed in our life is I do what the Bible says in faith, and God blesses faith. Just do what the Lord tells you to do. Now, the last thing about blessing is this. What do you do? What do we do? Because we're blessed. Go to Psalm 103 and verse number 1. Very quickly, and we'll finish here this morning. Well, Pastor Johnson, I'm sorely disappointed. I thought you were going to give me like the secret formula. Like there was a secret handshake or something. We had to have a password. You know, a code name to get to the blessing bank. It's called O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Yes, sir. Obedience. Psalm 103. So what do we do who have been blessed? When God told Abraham He would bless him, He didn't just say He would bless him. He said, I'll make you a blessing. Here's what you do when you've been blessed. Look at Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You know how many times in Psalms he used that expression? Bless the Lord. He blesses me, I bless him. But this kind of blessing here is returning of thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgetting all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things in and out. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles, the Bible says. You know what you do, friend? You bless the Lord. That's what you do. When you get blessed, you bless the Lord. What does that mean? That means I let people know God bless me. God bless me. God took care of my needs. God put a roof over my head. That's why it's wrong to sit down and eat food and not thank God for it, because it did too come from God. That's God's stuff. I don't care if it was beanie weenies, friend. God took care of that. You had two cans to choose from. Thank God you had two cans to choose from. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. They curse Him and they swear at Him. They use His name in vile, disgusting, profane ways. But somebody just saying, yeah, you're talking about my God. You're talking about my Heavenly Father. And you know what? God's blessed me. God has taken care of me. Stop watching stinking CNN and Fox and all the other stinking news programs. You get you walking around, your stinking lips hanging out so bad you're picking up carpet fuzz. It's terrible. It's awful what people are doing nowadays. It's a horrible situation. And we are in tough straits. I don't make light of that this morning. I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm simply saying this. My dear friend, we still need to bless God because God has blessed us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. The blessings of Psalm 103, the one great blessing is the blessing of being a forgiven person. If you're saved this morning, friends, you've got all kinds of reasons to be blessed and to be blessing God. I woke up this morning, first thing I realized, who I was, then where I was, then what day it was. Some mornings I wake up and I go, man, what in the world day is this anyhow? It all runs together after a while. Then I start moving my limbs and I go, yep, still got motion. Took a deep breath. Thought about all our people have trouble with their breathing. Looked up, it was dark. I could see, and I thought about all our folks and their battle with their eyesights. And then I thought, I'm a saved man this morning. 55 years old, got saved when I was a 9-year-old boy and trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And God has been faithful to that salvation for these however many years that is. I don't have a calculator. That was a long time. And I tested His grace this week. The choir sang that. That's why I told Brother Matt this morning, thank you for singing that song again. I was thinking about it today in my office. I said, they haven't sung that song in a long time. Were it not for grace. They started singing. I started to weep. I thought to myself, boy, were it not for grace. See, friend, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you're missing the greatest of all blessings. There's no greater blessing than knowing your sins are forgiven. You have a standing with God. I need a job. Yeah, you need a job, but you need salvation from hell. You need that more than anything else this morning. Yeah, but you understand, I'm up against it. I know you're up against it, friend. But if your heart stops beating before I finish this message, you wind up in hell. That's your greatest concern, is you need to know Christ as your personal Savior. You need to settle that in your life. And when you do, you always, 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 always have something to be blessed about in your life. Because you got the biggest blessing on this planet, friend. You're saved this morning. When we are blessed and God blesses us, what do? We need to bless God for that. Please don't bow your heads and say, oh, no, Heavenly Father. I don't believe in long prayers before you eat. I don't believe in that. You come to my house and we go out to lunch together or something, I'm not praying long. You may get, dear Lord, thank you for this food. You may get that much out of me. That's about it. But I'm going to tell you what, friend, it's a very sincere prayer. Very sincere. But I did all my serious praying alone this morning. But I'm thankful for food. I grew up in a drunkard's home for a while when I was a kid. I didn't know if we had food the next day. Well, I'm glad to have food. I'm glad to have a roof over my head. We bless the Lord. And then, we're going to finish on this point this morning, but then you be a blessing. Why did God bless you? So you just get to get, have, get, receive, just come your way, that's it. What's it all about, right? That's what it's all about. You get a blessing, right? No, He told Abraham, and I will bless thee, and you will be a blessing. This past Christmas was a tough time for many people in our church. But you know what was a great blessing? I asked folks, I said, if you have the means to do so, would you buy some gift cards so I could help some of our people out? I got more cards than I could give out. You know something, ladies and gentlemen? Let's call somebody who was blessed being a blessing. Because we're not a conduit of the blessings of God, we think it has to end with us. Then we got problems. We got folks. I go visit our people and soul winning and stuff, and I try and get by and visit some of our folks, and I go see some of them, and I notice the cards on their desks or tables or things like that. I see the cards. So I kind of look at that for a second, and I look at it, and it's from one of our folks in our church whose week of suffering was greater than theirs that week. But they took the time to write them a note because they wanted to be a blessing. Let me just say it, friend. There is a blessing in being a blessing. But God did not bless you just so you could get it. God blessed you so you could bless somebody else in life. What kind of a blessing were you this week? Now, I'm not talking about that person who cut you off in traffic and you said, "Oh, bless you!" I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about you were a blessing to somebody this week. Somebody this week, you lifted their load just a little bit so they could do what they needed to do in their life. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Jesus is still in the burden-bearing thing, you know. Can I ask you a question? Who were you a blessing to this week? Who'd you bless? See, God will bless you as you bless others. But don't even do it for that reason. Just do it to be a blessing. It's just the joy in being a blessing in people's lives. Yeah, that Boy Scout junk, Pastor Johnson. Yeah, that's why you got that look on your face this morning. Hang the stinking Boy Scouts. How about biblical Christianity? We realize how blessed we already are. We go to God and say, "Father, but there's some areas of need in my life. Could you help me here, please?" We go obedience of faith to His Word. We trust God to do what He tells us to do. Then He blesses us. And then we say, oh, now I have not only enough, but I have enough to help this one right here, and I could be a blessing here. And in blessing you, God intended to bless others through your life. I don't know as Abraham understood fully what he was receiving that night. He does in heaven now. And after a couple of thousand years in heaven, he's looking down and saying, "Look at all the children of faith and that big family I have now that I gave up that small one back so many years ago." Let's stand to our feet, please, this morning.